Before CBT, exposure to the film excerpts of spiders produced significant activation of the right lateral prefrontal cortex, LPFC, BA10, right parahippocampal cortex, and visual associative cortical areas bilaterally in phobic subjects. It was hypothesized that the LPFC activation reflected the use of metacognitive, pertaining to thinking about thinking, strategies aimed at self-regulating the fear triggered by the spider film excerpts, whereas the parahippocampal activation related to an automatic reactivation of the contextual fear memory that led to the development of avoidance behavior and the maintenance of spider phobia. At the conclusion of the treatment, all 12 spider phobes showed a marked reduction in fear, and no significant activation was seen in the LPFC and the parahippocampal cortex. In other words, the pattern of activation in these subjects showed that they had become much more like the control group who did not fear spiders. Believing can make it so. Classical scientific assumptions simply do not account for how mind-body interactions, biofeedback, or the placebo effect works. Dean Radin, The Conscious Universe. Health is thought to be a biological phenomenon. More psychosomatic elements are hard to deal with. Epidemiologist Robert Hahn, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. What a pity so many give undeserved credit to the drug and not to their own efforts. Thomas J. Moore, Boston Globe. In large measure, the history of medicine is the history of the placebo effect. Herbert Benson and Marg Stark, Timeless Magazine. By the 1990s, psychiatrists were skilled at treating depression with powerful antidepressants. In fact, these pills were hailed as the ultimate weapon. Conventional wisdom discouraged wasting time on the mythical construct of the distressed mind. Such rubbish was fit only for soon-to-be-extinct Freudians. Scientific medicine should focus on fixing the malfunctioning brain. As Tom Wolfe noted, the demise of Freudianism can be summed up in a single word, lithium, or Prozac, or Zoloft, or one of the many other conjured names. Janice Schoenfeld was a poster patient for this new generation of antidepressants. The 46-year-old interior designer, married with a daughter, was contemplating suicide when she found just enough hope to enroll in a drug study at UCLA.